All right, let's go down across the country a little bit to Colorado and bring in Henry Schulman. Of course, Henry covers the Giants for the San Francisco Chronicle, at Hank Schulman on Twitter. Henry, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah, good boy. You know, what a week of baseball, and you've covered this grand old game for a long time. Ever remember a week like this?
Well, I mean, it's not just the week. I mean, it's the entire season. I've never seen 3 weeks like this. I mean, I was sitting there typing in my story for my story in this morning's Chronicle, all of the different things that that have happened injury wise, and I didn't even get into all of the personal tragedies and all that. And it's just remarkable. I mean, you know, you got the same pitcher throwing two pitches on successive Saturdays and end up getting guys crashing into the wall and getting hurt. The whole Bumgarner thing. Just all the way around the diamond. It's incredible. I've never seen anything like this.
What about Matt Moore? I know the velocity was down in his game here at AT&T Park. What did you think of him last night? And then I know you chatted with him after the game.
Yeah, you know what? His stuff was okay. I just think he's one of those guys who really has not found a way to solve Coors Field. Bochy was a little irked with some of the pitch decision making last night, and even in the first inning, we're sitting there in press row, and we're saying, you know, look, you've got a runner on third base, and Nolan Arenado is up. You got Carlos Gonzalez on deck, you really have no reason to give Arenado anything close to what, you know, he could hit, because you got a 180 left-handed hitter coming up next. And sure enough, he just drops a changeup right over the plate, and Arenado smacks it into field for a base hit. And it was less stuff. That, I mean, that's not much of a concern. He had some pretty good pitches last night. Couple of good strikeout pitches. But you know, I mean, he's just one of those guys who just not have figured out how to make his stuff work here at Coors. He's not the first, and he won't be the last.
No, he got lit up pretty good last night, I thought. Bochy got into it, though. Look, as I did my stat work this morning and I talked in the open, Giants starting rotation now is dead last. And I haven't seen that in a long time. Dead last, 5-10 as starters in the National League. You know, as I always say, you got to be in the top five. If you look at the top five in the ERA, starting pitching at the end of the year, those are your playoff teams. Giants are at dead last. How about that?
Are they dead last in ERA?
Yep.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that that's a little misleading, because there were some pretty bad starts in the first week of the season. I thought the rotation played really well on the last homestand. I think if you break it down like that, they did well. And then, you know, you add two games at Coors Field where, you know, Cueto pitched four runs in five innings, and Moore had six runs in four innings. That can skew it quite a bit. You know, look, the Giants have not played. The Giants are going home to play their eighth home game. They have not played eight home games yet in this year. They play a lot of games so far, you know, Arizona, Coors Field, whatnot. And, you know, Bumgarner is going to hurt, but I think the rotation is the least of this team's problems right now.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. I think that's going to straighten out, notwithstanding Bumgarner's injury, and Ty Block's got to slip in there, and let's see if Matt Cain can repeat once again. But I pointed out this morning, and you just did as well, four games in Arizona and three games in Colorado. That's seven games of your 18. And, you know, those are tough places to pitch. So I think that's got to be factored in. I do.
Yeah, it's six so far. But, you know, what's scary today for the Giants is that they have, I mean, their most home run prone pitcher is going today. And, you know, Samardzija needs to do something to keep the ball in the ballpark. You hate to see what happened to Bumgarner, but I think, you know, it's time to find out what Ty Block can do on a long-term basis. I mean, he's had a couple of good games as a starter, but you don't know. And just in terms in general of team stats and things like that, I don't usually look at anything like that until about 40 games. The idea that they're last in rotation or whatnot, I mean, they've had a lot of winnable games.
Yeah,
this team. They're 1-6 in one run games, and I know a couple of those they fell way behind and caught up. They just haven't been getting the big hit. The lineup, particularly at the bottom, has not been too scary. They've got a leadoff hitter who's hitting 200. Brandon Belt, who is, you know, been one of their better hitters, has done a lot of good things, but average wise, he's still barely above 200. Posey really hasn't gotten on track. Crawford, unfortunately, has not been the same hitter since he, he had to leave the team there for one day back, and he's going to be leaving the team again, missing two of the Dodger games next week to attend the services for his sister-in-law. So, I mean, there's a lot of room for improvement there, and I really do think rotation-wise, I think numbers-wise, they're not going to be anywhere near last in the league when this is all said and done.
All right. No, I agree with you. That is something that did get better. Henry, is there a silver lining in this whole thing of 6-12? Now, you pointed out 1990 was the last time it happened, and they did win the next game, by the way. Rick Rushel did win over the Cardinals at Candlestick, 9-7. It wasn't simple. But is there a silver lining that they're only two games behind the Dodgers with all the mess that's going on?
Yeah, you know, and that's another – I mean, the silver lining is that it is only 18 games. The dark cloud is, as I reported this morning, there's no National League team in the wild card era that's ever started 6-12 and made it to the playoffs. Doesn't mean there can't be. Two American League teams have done it, including the 2001 A's. But, I mean, they really have to start turning it around. And I think one of the points I'm going to be making in my story tomorrow, there's just something about when the Dodgers come to AT&T Park. There's something different about the atmosphere when they do. And if you look at the history of the last few years, the Giants have had some down times, and then when the Dodgers came in, they played a lot better baseball. One time in particular that comes to mind was 2 years ago when they were 4-10 actually, and the Dodgers in 2015, and then the Dodgers came in and the Giants swept them. So I think it's actually good, and you and I have talked about this. Play the Dodgers 7 of the next 10 games, and actually it's something like 10 of the next 23,
right,
something like that. And I think that's actually a good thing. I think it's good that they're going to be seeing the Dodgers, not only because of the atmosphere and all that, but also because the Dodgers aren't – this is not a time when the Dodgers are playing good baseball. And, I think if they can manage to somehow take 3 out of 4 from the Dodgers, no matter what happens today, I think that changes the feelings on a lot of things. And you got the Padres coming in. And, after a good first week, they've turned into what everybody has figured they would turn into. So there is sort of like hope. But, you know, down at the end, the very end, you still got to play baseball. And you still got to find a way to get that runner in from third base or second base with less than one out. And, you got to be able to hold a lead, which is one thing that bullpen has been really, really good, especially the guys who need to be good at the end of games when they have a rare lead. If you play good baseball and do what you normally do against the Dodgers when you come in, things can get better.
Yeah, bullpen is second in ERA, looking at, in the league, behind Colorado, believe it or not. So the bullpen's kind of doing their job now. Henry Schulman with us. Henry, changes for tomorrow? I kind of said it last night. I thought there would be. This left field thing has got to get straightened out a little more. Span is going to be out for a day or two. You see changes coming tomorrow?
Well, I don't know what to put. I thought there would have been changes by now. I mean, you had a situation yesterday where you had an outfield that was hitting 150 that started the game, and that was only because Span had lifted the average up. You know, he lifted that up with his 200. And they have a number of outfielders down in AAA who are ready. I mean, Austin Slater is one. Drew Stubbs is another. And Drew Stubbs is actually the guy I'm looking at because he can play some center field. Then you have Mike Morse and Mac Williamson, who are just really starting their rehab. Now they haven't been hitting, with them, the important thing there too is, I mean, they've got to get themselves geared up to play 9 innings, and I don't think that they're ready for that yet. It wouldn't surprise me to see somebody like a Drew Stubbs come up for this coming series, with one of the other outfielders getting designated. The Giants don't like to make rash moves like that. And again, when you designate a player, you're taking them off the 40-man roster. I don't think they have to worry about Gorky Sanchez or Chris Morero being plucked up on waivers. So that it's a bit more than just sort of sending one guy down and bringing another guy up. But I mean, I think that they're going to look at this and, starting the fourth week of the season with the outfield production they're getting. And I think they need a little more from that bench.
Yeah, and they're going to see lefty after lefty after lefty. Maybe Urias. They may see lefties the whole week against the Dodgers.
No, they're not going to see Urias.
Thursday, you don't think so?
No, Kenta Maeda is listed. It's three lefties in a row. The probables are out. It's Ryu, followed by Kershaw, followed by Wood. So you've got three lefties there. And then Kenta Maeda pitching on Thursday.
All right. Well, I wouldn't go to the bank yet on Maeda after he got lit up last night. And Urias, they're claiming he's going to be coming up this week. But we'll see. But, all right, so lineup today. Now, Freeland is pitching today. Span, I imagine Henry is out today. Who leads off today?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen the lineup yet. You know what, Marty? I have learned not to speculate on things I'm going to find out in 10 minutes.
Okay.
So,
all right.
I mean, I don't know. Gorky's Hernandez would be the most logical candidate unless he decides. You know what, Joe Panic has been the best hitter that they've had, lefty or not. You know, stick him out there, but or Nunez. I we'll find out in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I kind of would like to see Nunez. I'd like to see them make the move. Nunez Panic. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens. Well, great to have you on. It's as you said, you've covered the game for a long time, and we could go through the whole list of things that have taken place. But 18 games, there's 144 to go, and you get another story every day. And here's one today. Samardzija pitches pretty well in Coors, though. That's a bright spot, I think, for the Giants today.
Well, they just have to go out and compete. And anybody who's followed me for a long time knows that the way I look at things, I divide the season into 18-game innings. 9 times 18 is 162. So we have just completed the first inning. Now, granted, this is a first inning. If I were sitting in a ballpark, I might go, okay, you know, we could leave after the fifth and beat the traffic. But, you know, after one inning, anybody can come back after one inning. They just have to play better baseball. They have to play smarter baseball. And, you know, I know the fans are angry, and I understand that, but it's way too early to give up on a 2017 any team.
Yeah.
Even the Blue Jays.
No, I agree. No, look, the way baseball is today, I don't think there's a dominant team anywhere. And I think that's the whole story. The National League, you look maybe the East, Washington's playing a little better. The Cubs are playing better. But you can shake up everything else right now, and you can't tell me how it's all going to end up with everything else. So I think that's the way we are. Henry, thanks for taking the time. As always, a pleasure. And I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
All right, you bet.
All right, thanks.